U.S. President Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And President Trump also said his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status, a short-term permission to reside in the United States.
We have to be very careful. Everybody needs totally proper documentation because, the Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there. I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come in to the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers.
The president told reporters at the White House Monday, "We're talking to a lot of different people." The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. Neither U.S. news organization identified the source by name, but several Russian outlets did so. At a Tuesday news briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named did work for the Russian president's office. This is VOA News.